Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Chloe Kim was 4 years old and confused. Her dad told her they were going to have fun, but then he lined her snow pants with a cut-up yoga mat. She made a goofy, squeaky sound when she moved. She squeaked out the door and on the car ride, and as they rode together on the chairlift. Then, Chloe's dad strapped her feet to a board and pushed her down a big snowy hill. Whoa! It was tricky to find her balance and stay upright. Freezing wind numbed her face, making tiny icicles on her eyelashes. But her dad was right. She was having fun. She sailed smoothly almost all the way down the hill before she tumbled down into the snow. But wait, it didn't hurt. Oh, that's what the yoga mat was for, padding. Chloe was thrilled. She wanted to go again and again. With that first blissful run, Chloe's dad introduced her to what would be an incredible lifelong passion: snowboarding. Right from the beginning, Chloe clearly had a special talent for this gravity-defying sport. She soon started to learn amazing, acrobatic, high-flying snowboarding tricks. If she couldn't make it to the slopes, she headed to the local playground. She climbed the tallest slide, strapped on her board, and swish! As Chloe grew older, her training intensified. Picture her, age 10, fast asleep in bed. Chloe? Churros. Chloe was in the middle of a dream about her favorite dessert. Her dad laughed and tugged off her blankets. Snowboarding practice was at 7 a.m., and the mountain was 5 hours away. Come on, it was time to go. Chloe sacrificed a lot for snowboarding. Her sleep, her free time, her weekends. But by the time she was just 13, she was on the U.S. national team and competing in a huge international competition called the X Games. At the X Games, Chloe competed in an event called the Super Pipe, which is a very long, 22-foot-tall halfpipe made of packed snow. For her first two tricks, Chloe soared into the air and twisted her body into complicated poses. Her landings weren't perfect, but she didn't fall. She knew she had more in her, though. For her final trick, she planned to do a McTwist, which was very challenging. She had to rotate 1.5 times while flipping upside down in the air. And the toughest part, she planned to grab the board with one hand for extra points. While Chloe was preparing to push off, she made a quick calculation. She realized that in order to win, she needed to make the McTwist even harder. She'd have to fly up, spin twice, and add a double grab to the board. She was already sailing down the hill, but Chloe decided she had to try. She launched off the pipe and gave it her all. Soaring, flipping, twisting, grabbing. And then she landed it. The crowd went wild. She'd made a game time decision in mid-air and earned a silver medal. It was incredible. That night, Chloe's phone was blowing up with DMs from snowboarding fans. She was giddy reading them. But then, her heart sank. There was one, no two, no three. Oh, so many mean messages mixed in with the encouraging ones. Chloe's eyes stung with tears. You see, Chloe was a Korean-American girl in a traditionally very white and male sport, and some people resented her success. Their messages accused her of stealing attention from her white teammates. Chloe was crushed. She climbed into bed, pulled the covers up over her head, and cried herself to sleep on what should have been the happiest night of her life.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Chloe didn't give up, though. She kept on practicing her tricks and daring herself to try new skills. She was determined to go to the Olympic Games. And when she was 17, she finally got her chance. It was especially momentous for her because the Olympics were being held in South Korea that year, which was where her parents were from. Chloe felt like she was connecting to her past and claiming her future. She was so excited to get big air and make history. On her very first run, Chloe scored high enough to secure a gold medal. The announcers called her second run the cherry on top, but she didn't see it that way. Poised at the top of the slope, surrounded by South Korea's pristine mountains, bare winter trees, and clear ice blue sky, Chloe listened to the crowd cheering her on and launched into her second run. First, she whooshed into the halfpipe and whipped a 1080, twisting her body all the way around three times. Then she landed, zoomed up the other side, and whipped her second 1080 in a row. It was jaw-dropping. She was the youngest woman to have ever accomplished these tricks back-to-back at the Olympics. Chloe earned a near-perfect score and became the youngest woman to ever win the snowboarding Olympic gold. After the ceremony, Chloe's family gathered around her in their home in South Korea. Chloe lifted her gold medal from her neck and placed it around her grandmother's. Her parents tried it on too. They all laughed and cheered and wiped happy tears from their eyes. After her win at the Olympics, Chloe became very famous. But with more fame came more upsetting messages. Some cruel people were calling her all sorts of names. And it felt like even the people with good intentions wanted answers from her, as if she could speak on behalf of all Asian Americans. Chloe was heartbroken. "This isn't healthy," she thought. Although many in her community, and even in her family, didn't understand it, she started therapy. She also decided she needed a break from snowboarding and the spotlight. So, she enrolled in college and took some time to fill her brain with new ideas and live the life of a student. A long break from training would be hard on many people's careers, but not Chloe's. Instead of getting rusty, it was like Chloe mentally and physically rested. When she came back to the slopes, Chloe was stronger than ever. With renewed energy and determination, Chloe made her way to the 2022 Olympics in Beijing, China. This time, she flew 12 feet above the snow, nailed each of her most impressive tricks, and took home the gold medal in women's snowboarding halfpipe. With this, Chloe became the first woman to ever win multiple gold medals in this event. Even though Chloe has stood on the Olympic podium twice now, she worries about being put on a pedestal in her everyday life. She doesn't want to have to be perfect all the time, or to always know what to say when confronting hate. What's more important to Chloe is showing love for everyone and flying down the pipe. As she says, "It's really hard to find the perfect words that will encourage people. The only way I can do that is through my story." From her yoga mat tumbles to her Olympic medals. Chloe shows us that being a rebel means being a work in progress. We all deserve the chance to make mistakes and learn from them. After all, no matter where her success takes her, a perfect day for Chloe is still just her, her board, and carving through some freshly fallen snow.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This story was produced by Haley Dapkus with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written by Nicole Haritunian and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Narration by Chloe Madriaga. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electro Bardraki. Thank you to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Stay Rebel!
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.